Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. And tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to The Squeak. Listen to 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. James Hargreaves is with me.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm delighted to be joined by the ever-filming, ever-present, Curly Kukikinker. It's Mr. C.K. Golding.
Hello, hiya.
How are you?
This isn't work. Yeah, I'm really well.
Good.
Who's the gentleman that just finished the show?
So Paul Sellers, who
hiya,
does
Paul Sellers.
Is still here.
Paul, I wonder, would you do this? Would you do us the honours? So I want to get my boys before Christmas. Thanks, Paul Sellers.
For the listeners, this is CK's usual videoing trick.
It is, yeah. It videos so, everything.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Paul, do you remember when I came in and frightened you and got it on video?
Gosh.
can't say what you said. Not sure it'd pick it up anyway, but he called me a rude word.
Okay. Well, Paul's bored.
Deservedly.
Thanks.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Paul.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Plus he gets a boozer. Cheers, Paul. See you later. Yeah, we've not had you on for a good while, CK. What's been happening?
So, I don't know. I just thought I wanted to see my boys before like the new year, because I've not seen you in a bit.
It's true.
Come and hang. Do you actually want to know what I've been doing?
Yeah, of course, yes. Always.
Well, you've been away again, haven't you? You've
been down to London.
Yeah.
Hobnobbing
with the stars.
Via the Amazon rainforest.
Via what?
The Amazon rainforest.
Oh, you're alluding to my photo with Princess Vanessa.
I am indeed.
I like that. So you're hanging out with my Instagram hype.
Yes, I can't get away from it. Not that I want to. You're putting a lot of cool pictures on there. That's what I'm saying.
Thanks, mate. I've not yet reached the pinnacle of cool because I've not yet featured Luke Crofts.
You want to take pictures of me, really?
I don't. I'm just trying to appease you.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate your honesty.
I'm always here for you. I don't really want to just go straight into what I've been doing because I just literally just walked in because I had to go and buy some Lucozade because I was like really hot.
You did, yeah.
So I think we should talk about how you guys are and let's discuss how things have been progressing with the big show because I've not seen you in a couple of months together.
Big show is still marginally small, to be honest. We're still getting the odd listen from Macedonia, I think.
When the podcasts go up, because we've been struggling with the podcast.
We have been struggling with the podcast.
We're about 2 weeks behind with the podcast at the minute.
You used to be so on with that, though, Jimmy. Like, sometimes you were like within 24 hours.
Yeah, it's not necessarily me. It's whether the Sheffield Live website is working and lets me get the files.
Okay, got you.
Because obviously Sheffield Live has quality, new functionality and equipment. That works so very, very well.
It does have some new equipment, just not from the radio side, unfortunately. They've got some lovely new machines, they've got loads of TV equipment, but yeah, it's all good, though.
Yes, really, really
good. So, yeah, some of the podcasts haven't been up, but we have just celebrated our first birthday on air.
Whoop. Yeah.
We did 4 hours a couple of weeks ago.
A marathon
4-hour show.
All right, was it guest-free?
No,
I was going to say, because you guys struggle with like.
We had a friend of yours in, actually, who he wasn't invited, crashed the party.
Oh, he did, yeah.
But Mr. Paul Fletcher came.
Paul Fletcher of Paul Fletcher and the Duke's fame.
Joined us, brought us some beers, it was great.
Beer, chocolate, biscuits, what I was guy. Very happy.
Not that we all drink in a studio.
No, it's strictly forbidden. Yeah.
All the time in the world for Paul Fletcher.
Yeah, he's all right. He's a good lad.
Agreed. Was he touting his stuff? Did he like have anything to?
He was actually next door recording. So he knew that we were on. He knew that it was our birthday, so brought us some presents. It was great.
Okay. Sweet.
So yeah, we've just celebrated our first birthday.
I'm proud.
And then
of
I was lucky enough to have Carlton Maloney on because James wasn't very well. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that was the week before last.
Yeah, Carl was hungover.
King Carl, killing it in the chef music scene right now. Got to prop that guy.
Oops.
Bravo, Carl. Why did you just suddenly stop talking? It was really weird.
Because you dropped your phone.
I don't know if that was worthy of a broadcaster stopping broadcasting.
I don't know.
I've just noticed, right, this probably isn't a radio topic, but have they painted that wall? That looks very fresh.
I think they've just taken one of the posters down.
That's a pouring diamond on the quality of this show when you're distracted by the quality of a wall. I'm just... That is stunning.
You have listened to this show before, haven't you?
Alas.
So what music have we got on today's playlist,
I think,
James?
We should have... Okay. Can you play stuff from YouTube on this? Or is that forbidden, strictly?
We probably can, yeah.
So you've never tried it?
We can do, we've just never done it, I think.
Because you've never felt the need, or it's an arduous task.
We keep threatening to do it from like the computer or the iPad or something, rather than bringing in CDs.
Yeah.
Because we're not in the 1990s.
But are you questioning the quality of our prepared music?
Not at all. You know I'm a huge advocate of your playlist. However, I've recently been seduced by the new single by a US songstress who we will all know. She had like a 4-year hiatus when she was tied into a record company. You know when record labels just shelf an artist and do nothing with them and said artists can't go anywhere else? She's been under that in 4 years and she's just come out of it and she's just banging it out. And her recent single is all I was listening to yesterday when I was just working.
Wow.
I'm just a bit hooked.
Which songstress is this?
But the thing is, I think when I say this, people will just go, oh my dear God, how old is he? But it's just a banger and I think we should play it and then leave it to the people to see. Are you willing?
I don't know, James.
if you can get it working, get it working.
Okay. I'll reveal after whatever you play next.
Okay, so who have we got lined up, James, in the CD?
We actually have The Feckless, who are a fairly new band in Sheffield. We've got a bit of Slow Readers Club, some Sundance, Adelphi and Eldiz.
Awesome.
So five quality tracks.
Should we kick off then?
Yeah. The Feckless, they sent us this music just like you can by getting in touch. Send us a message on the Twitter at The Squeak. And this is from their new EP, Empire. It's called Take Back the Streets.
Tweet us in. Tweet us what you think. We are at The Squeak. This is The Feckless. You listen to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live. This is a town for violence. The fight's gone out of this country. Camera up on every wall, but there ain't nothing to see. Now Zion's a bitch from fire. He kicks to the seats with their eyes on fire. They bring us down, but we don't care about what they say. Behind the made-up masses, the eyes of a faceless society. Who's gone to the rock and roller? To those that stop in their seat. Wonder at the radicalized. Around here, there's nothing left to believe. That's the young dead from fire. Kicks in the seats with their eyes on fire. They're playing down, but we don't care about what they say. They don't say for me. We'll be right back.
one side of one and both sides of you don't.
Well, considering that one's broken.
Yeah, welcome back. Just bringing it back up there. The headphones don't work either, just in case you were wondering what that conversation was about. James, tell us about the Feckless.
Feckless, they've literally just sent us that in this week. They formed in Sheffield earlier this year. They did a couple of little appearances on Tramlines Fringe and the Pulp Rooms and stuff like that. Yeah, their debut EP, Empire, that's what that song's from.
Awesome. Find that in all the usual places.
CK's wrecking the place.
Yeah.
Standard.
I hope you didn't want that drink, James, because it's now no longer available.
It's gone.
So, CK, give us some tidbits. What have you been up to?
Oh, okay, tidbits. Well, first of all, we can't play the song.
Yeah, we can't play that song that we talked so much about because it's got the naughty words in.
Yeah, but I'd be curious for people's opinion. Can I tell them the song they can find out themselves?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
So I'd be curious so the artist who was under the she couldn't release anything was JoJo, you remember? Too little, too late.
Oh, yeah.
I should never do that again, by
Ooh,
the way.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
So JoJo.
Go on, it goes like what?
Is that, she had a single when she was like 14.
Correct.
Yes, yeah.
See, I knew the big dog would know this because he's the man. So yeah, she had a single. I can't remember what that single was called, her first single, but it was huge. And
it was something like
can someone tweet us what get out leave
leave
get out leave see it's this is your song because you love the highs give, well, give us a chorus
no I can't but I don't
can,
know
but you
know.
Can
I can but I'm not
no
but I do remember it because I think we were about a similar age, me and JoJo, and I was like, oh, she got
similar
a single
age
because she launched that when she was like 14 and I seem to remember
Luke being. Is about 12 years old.
So Get Out Leave, but her new single, taken from her new album, Mad Love is the album. I've not really had a chance to listen to that. The new single is called FAB, Fab.
Right,
it's
right.
An acronym for something not as sweet and cuddly as that. But I would be keen for people to listen to that song on YouTube now and tweet us in your thoughts.
Please do.
Would. Like, do you think CK grow up, or do you think, yeah, that's a decent pop song?
And tell us what you think FAB is an acronym for. We can't read it out.
I'm just trying to think it. I can guess what the F might be.
I thought I told you. Well, it doesn't stand for that. It doesn't stand for that. The F stands for fake. But I would be curious. The B is the naughty. But I'd be curious for people to go on YouTube, JoJo, FAB, and just say, tweet, CK, grow up, CK, fair enough, good song.
Are we now encouraging people to stop listening to this show and
apparently,
go onto YouTube instead?
It's taken just over a year, but we've finally told people.
It's probably for their best.
Don't bother. yeah. So how long have you been a fan of JoJo then, CK?
I'm not, that's the thing. I've never actually been a fan of her because I've always thought vocally she's over. I think that there's this weird thing where people think she's vocally immense, and I just don't agree. But this is just a good, well-produced, good song. Chorus, verse, middle eight is epic. I just really like it. And I'd be curious to get other people's opinions as well.
CK showing his knowledge of middle eights.
She's got this rapper doing the middle eight, and it's just class. I'm just all over that song. And I went to the gym yesterday, I had it on like relentlessly, and
wow.
I have massive pop sensibilities though. I love a good pop song, and so
is it a good gym going song?
I think it is.
Does it keep you motivated throughout your workout?
But also I'm a massive like geek. I love things that look good in the videos. It's the kind of video I would make. It's just black and white, it just looks really nice. It's just a cool vid.
I'm into the 1975 at the minute.
I know loads of people are. Yeah.
They're a bit poppy, but quite like them.
I've not investigated much of their stuff. I know I love The City from their first album.
Yeah.
But like everyone seems to talk about Chocolate from the first album, which I've never been that bothered about.
I'm not a massive fan, to be honest.
I don't even know The City, and that's
it. Everybody raved about them from the back of the first album, and I tried 3 or 4 times to listen through it and just couldn't get it properly.
Yeah. Whenever I think of The City, I just think Four Authors.
I know you do, and rightly so, because they're The City is class, as is nearly everything they do.
Funnily enough, the Elders song that we got for the last song today, guess what that's called?
The City.
Yeah,
Get Away. Get Away.
We're all about cities.
It's a paradox. Elders. Paradox.
Sheffield,
yeah, and it is literally, when we play it, see how many Sheffield references you can spot in it.
Okay.
So it is very, very Sheffield. It's the most Sheffield song since somebody poured Henderson's Relish on a vinyl.
Have any allusions to chicken chops?
Poured Henderson's Relish on a vinyl, sorry. Yeah,
I was just trying to think of something.
A metaphor.
Yeah.
Something gritty. I'd give that a solid 7, James, that metaphor.
It doesn't really work for me, to be honest. I realised after I said it and hoped that we'd brush over that fact.
Oh no, I wasn't going to let that go. I wasn't going to let that go. Can I just say I've ordered one of the Bailey's bracelets, just in case you didn't know, CK, because you're both wearing yours.
And
I'm bracelet-less.
We're both fashionistas.
Yeah, I'm. I'm bracelet-less.
Okay.
I've got a naked wrist. Okay. Well, one of them.
Have you customised yours or good old fashioned silver?
Good old fashioned silver.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gone for it. Yeah. But it's
rocking the stainless steel.
Indeed, indeed. But because there's been so much demand for it, I can't wear it because it's not arrived yet.
I'd be remiss to not thank. Scott, Eileen, and everybody.
Your microphone keeps dropping out, mate. We had this problem with the listeners will be very upset, but we had this problem with Danny, so I'm going to have to just keep swapping that one with you and James.
So you've taken one away from Jimmy and given one to me. Makes sense.
Well, you'll have to share it though.
Okay, let's huddle that up around it.
Muscly.
Wow. It's like we're nearly kissing.
That's the noise. That's the noise of sharing that scrape across the across the counter.
I noticed that when I was listening back to our anniversary episode with Danny Pietnik and his microphone kept on going and we were sharing, I noticed that we could often hear the scrape of the microphone stand on the table.
Yes, that's what that is.
So when you listen back to the podcast, enjoy.
I think it did have, at one point, some fur on the bottom to stop it doing it. But it's been worn away in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So just got to deal with it.
Good.
Have you missed us, CK?
A little.
Yeah, I can tell.
A little.
I can tell.
Yeah.
What are you doing after the show, then? Because I know how much you like going for drinks with us.
With regret, I can't, because...
No. Saying that, neither can we.
Well, actually, I can't, so...
Yeah, because... So you asked me what I've been up to, and I've been banned from social media. That's kind of... banned from social media for 7 days, and, like, this is the seventh day. This is the last day, and, like, I need to compile my whole 7 days, and it's just been quite a little...
been quiet.
Why? What have you... banned? Have you put something on Facebook that's wrong?
I banned myself, basically.
Oh, I see.
From self-promo. Because it's really weird, because, like, I got into this kind of mindset recently. I've just been creating loads and loads of content, and I just kept putting it out, and I thought, oh, my God, you've turned into the kind of person you loathe. And I just thought, enough. 7 days of no self-promo. So if you look at my Twitter feed now, it's just me saying things like, sharks are really cute and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a bit... I didn't understand that.
I do think I do think sharks are cute. And I was on Instagram and I saw a cute shark.
Well, I know that you like tea a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tea tweets.
Are they?
Mm.
Okay.
Which is fine. I like tea.
Sure.
What? Yeah. Which tea, though? Which tea bag? Brand.
As long as it stays in, Jimmy?
Yeah.
As long as it stays in, the
cup.
Keep your bag in.
Oh, you leave the bag in?
I thought we knew that. Wow. We've discussed this to perpetuity.
Wowza. Yeah.
Keep my bag in and we shall be friends.
we've had a tweet, by the way.
Yeah.
Ray has tweeted us.
Right.
And she about Jojo.
Yeah, she says, WTFCK. Or WTF.
That's a lot of letters.
Jojo, Fab, no, the first three lines, mate, are unacceptable. No.
The first line is, I don't want your cookies. What don't you like about that? Baby, I don't want your cookies. I mean, Ray, come on. I'm disappointed.
I'm going to have to listen to it, because the lyrics do sound quite bizarre.
She just likes more spice in her cooking. That's the next line. I think, I just don't know what planet your missus is on. I feel disappointed.
Well, mine's Yorkshire tea.
Yes. To bring it back to point.
Yeah. Keep your tweets coming in, by the way. But mine's Yorkshire tea. It's got to be a proper brew.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're not here to give endorsements, but I generally find Sainsbury's, I think they have a red label thing.
It's, yeah, they do.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Sainsbury's.
Are you familiar?
I am. I used to work for Sainsbury's.
Do you endorse red label? When I say do you endorse, do you like it?
Not really.
I have a weird way of saying things. Okay.
No. I just find some brands of tea are too weak. PG tips and all that.
And you think red label's too weak?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all about Yorkshire tea.
Yorkshire Gold or Standard?
Oh, just Standard.
Okay.
Just Standard.
Are you familiar with the Gold?
I am. Okay. I've not... Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Have you taken a foray into Twinings?
Yeah.
Twinings.
Again, all right. Mm. They're nice.
Depends which Twinings.
It does. They do that many now.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do we all feel about Earl Grey?
Oh, I love it.
Hate it.
Okay.
Hate it. Okay. It's like drinking weeds.
I discovered it quite late, but it's a nice thing.
How do you know what drinking weeds taste like? Is it just what you would imagine it would taste like if you were to, partake in a cup of weeds?
No, imagine that I grew up with my bigger brother Neil. I know what these things taste like because people like Neil.
Yeah. No, I mean, Earl Grey, I've never heard it compared to a cup of weeds.
And speaking of Yorkshire tea, did you see the furore on Yorkshire Tea's Twitter this week? Where somebody complained to Yorkshire Tea that the tea wasn't grown in Yorkshire.
Oh, right. Well, that's a fair point. How is it called Yorkshire Tea, then?
Because it's brewed for Yorkshire. It's blended for Yorkshire using Yorkshire water and things like that.
Ah, I see.
So it's... All tea comes from, like, India or that region.
Apparently from one guy. Apparently there's one tea guy in the world.
Cartel of tea. But, yeah, apparently this guy complained. Yorkshire Tea retweeted it, and this guy then just got hammered with things like, I don't want to be the one to tell you about Mars bars. And
yeah, good point, yeah.
Other different things.
Must give a shout-out to Glinted79 on Twitter. That's Dave Tingle.
David Tingley.
And big fan of the tea talk. Yes, big fan of the tea talk.
More critically, Dave, what do you think about JoJo's new single?
Yeah, well,
Dave would love it.
Let's have a look. Dave, YouTube, JoJo, FAB.
Let us know. What's the next... I know what it is, James, but tell the listeners.
This is... we'll talk about it after what they did last night, but this is Slow Readers Club with one of my favourite songs. They've had a great year. This is Forever in Your Debt.
Slow Readers Club, Forever in Your Debt. I think that's Karl Maloney's favourite as well, is it not?
Maybe.
I want to speak out of turn. I know how much he loves I Saw a Ghost, but...
that one is definitely his favourite.
Absolutely.
But yeah, they played the O2 Academy on Friday.
Supporting James. And not you, the band James.
Yes, definitely not me. But they went down really well. Saw loads of people talking about it and like lots of videos posted. But last night, because I've been supporting James on this tour, last night James played at the Echo Arena in Liverpool.
Wow.
But Slow Readers Club weren't on it because Charlatans were supporting.
Yeah.
So what a Slow Readers Club. They just rocked up anyway, set up in the foyer, and did a free concert in the foyer to everybody.
Really?
As they turned up, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, like, you know, like, you see the concourse with people, like, going and getting drinks and stuff. Concourse are just rammed with people watching Slow Readers Club. There's a video on their Facebook page, so go and watch that. It's amazing.
I've not seen that. I'll have to watch. They are really nice guys, though, aren't they? They're really cool.
Yeah. And their headline gig that they did in Manchester as well at the Ritz.
The Ritz. The O2.
That's on their YouTube channel now as well, the whole gig.
Oh, wow. Well,
they do multi-camera, but they didn't take the sound from source, so the sound's a bit crap. But,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
But it's worth watching still.
They do some live. Every time they're doing a gig, they basically do the sound check live, which is cool on Facebook because you can watch them basically doing the sound check, but it's pretty cool
indeed.
I got a picture with Aaron CK from Slow Readers Club, lead singer. Mm-hmm. And Henry VIII photobombed
not me.
It was a large bouncer who was sort of managing the to-ing and fro-ing from the backstage side of things, and he'd got a big beard and he looked just like Henry VIII.
Why did you just say not me? Has there been a long-standing thing of you like that you look like Henry VIII?
Because people used to say that I look like Henry VIII when I'd grow my beard out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So off with your head.
have we got any dates for Faith Shaughnessy 1? Just Faith Shaughnessy has tweeted us in asking for dates for next year.
Not for Slow Readers. That one last night at the Echo Arena was their last of 2016. I've not seen any for 2017 yet, but they'll obviously announce it on their Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
Indeed. So in other words, have a look yourself next year.
And she's tagged Slow Readers Club into that as well, so
Right.
She might get a reply.
Oh yeah, maybe they'll know, hopefully. I'm sure they do, but they're just holding back.
Yes.
Yeah.
As people do. We do have a date for the next Rate Good Music.
Oh, he's doing three gigs. Oh, he's done three gigs this week.
He's done three
in a row.
Week. But he's also doing another Yellow Arch gig.
Oh, is he?
Paid gig at Yellow Arch, yeah.
Wowza.
Which has got Adelphi headlining, who we've got coming up later. Sundancer on the bill, who we've got coming up next, I think. And we've also got FEMA and Vultures on that bill for a fiver.
Five of the Queen's pounds.
At Yellow Arch as well, which is a great venue. You didn't come last time, did you?
No.
Have you been there before?
No, I missed Solidar Mooncrow last time.
Yes, yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah. So
missed them last weekend as well, which I was a bit gutted about.
At the Shakespeare.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of missing things, do you know what I'm missing? Right now, Columbo. So I woke up really excited to see you guys. I thought,
right.
Good news.
So
then I realised I was going to miss Afternoon Columbo by being here. Bad news.
I've never watched Columbo.
Oh, who is this guy?
Yeah. He never watches anything.
Never seen it.
Name any really good 80s or early 90s film. You know, like all the standards.
Okay.
Like Back to the Future, like Ghostbusters, whatever. He's not seen any of them.
Okay. Do you know, it's funny, I went around to my friend's house on Wednesday evening for dinner, and we were looking at a DVD collection, and she'd not discovered that I'd not seen so many of these epic films, and was quite angry.
When you first go through them with Luke, like, you just think of all the classics.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's seen, surely, right? When you first go through them with Luke, it is just a constant stream of, what about this? What about this? And he's not seen any of them.
Is it just because, as a rule, you're not hugely into film, TV, any form of televisual activity?
He's got a media degree.
I've got a degree in media production. so I wouldn't say that I haven't got any interest. It's just that, for whatever reason, they've eluded me. And I've never made an effort to watch them.
Mm. He's a heathen.
I've been getting stick about this since 2008, basically.
No Columbo.
No Columbo.
Columbo's great. It's one of my all-time favourites.
Is it on a par with Murder, She Wrote?
Oh, dear Lord.
Columbo's better. Although I do like Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote's all right. Yeah.
And it's
Diagnosis Murder?
It's a tier above Diagnosis Murder, definitely.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, right?
Can you, like, put out a Twitter poll? Murder, She Wrote or Columbo?
We can do that.
Okay.
Should we do that?
Don't have to.
Or Diagnosis Murder.
Diagnosis Murder is underrated, I just say?
Have you ever seen the movie for Diagnosis? They did a TV movie.
Ah, no.
But you know, like, in the opening credits, the opening titles, where it comes up with all the actors' names on the screen, it was basically Dick Van Dyke, Paul Van Dyke, Sheila Van Dyke.
All the Van Dyke.
Barry Van Dyke. It was literally that. The entire cast was Van Dykes.
Wow.
Paul Van Dyke? Why the hell was a trans producer in that? You know Paul Van Dyke is?
Yeah, that is a trans producer.
That's really weird.
You're back in the 90s again, aren't
no,
you?
No, but also Quincy, by the way.
You familiar Quincy? Quincy's great
Quincy,
as well.
Quincy MD. Mm. ME.
ME, yeah. Yeah.
He might own a few companies. I don't know. Anyway.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next track of the day, James, who have we got?
This is a demo, so treat it accordingly because it's a bit rough in places. But this is Sundance, who are on that Right Good Music bill, and a demo called Strain.
Sundance, tell us about that one, James. A good story there, isn't it?
Yes. Well, they're obviously doing the Rate Good Music thing, which is in February. I think it's the 17th, is it? We've not had a tweet from Carl. He can't be listening. But yeah, 17th of February.
Whoa.
Carl will be listening, I'm guessing, shortly. But yeah, Adelphi, FEMA, Vultures and Sundance on that bill for a fiver. And it's in the venue where I slid in the toilets into somebody in the urinal.
excellent.
Which I think Faith Shaughnessy will vouch for that being one of the funniest things she's ever heard of.
Yeah. If anybody's just heard me go, whoa, I must apologise, but CK's just put something on the controls and broke it. But it's okay.
What happened? Did you get a big noise?
No, everything just went off for a second.
Because it just made Jimmy's story sound really interesting. Whoa!
No, it wasn't that. It was really interesting, but that's not why I did it.
Shout out as well, we've already mentioned him, Paul Fletcher and his Dukes are going to be playing on Friday at the Leadmill with The Wired. So it's worth...
My boy's The Wired, I haven't seen him in ages.
So yeah, it's worth having a look at that one. It's a decent bill down there.
Awesome. Now, it's the last show of the year for us next week before the Yuletide period. Mm.
Always makes me laugh when you say that. I don't know why.
Neither do I.
It's like the word moist.
Mm. Have you put your moist? Have you put your tree up yet, CK?
No. I don't.
Do you not partake in the old Christmas tree festivities,
or indeed any Christmas festivities?
Do you not?
No,
he's a pagan.
I'm not that fussed, really.
You should have a chat with DJ Ski when he gets here.
Okay.
Yeah.
He hates Christmas.
It's his favourite time of the year, honest.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't say I hate it. I'm just largely indifferent.
All right. So no Christmas presents today then for us.
No.
No. You did offer to buy us a soft drink or something similar.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah. Is your tree up, James?
No, it isn't.
No. Why not?
Ray's not been very well this week, so...
Oh, is it her job, is it?
Well, we do it together.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, actually. That's nice. Yeah, I've put mine up today. And I've got my reindeer in the car.
Oh, yes.
Ready to go.
Looks like reindeer.
Yeah.
Traditional green tree, or have you gone adventurous with white?
It's black. Okay. The colour of happiness.
Basically a goth tree.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's well, it is. Yeah, it's black. But it's pre-lit, so it's easy to put together. Just comes in three bits, bang, bang, bang. Let the branches fall out, plug the lights in.
Yeah.
Decorate how you will.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice lazy Christmas decorationing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, lights can be a nightmare, can't they?
Yeah.
So... It's all done.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Christmas trees.
Why not? Christmas trees are nice.
Just, I don't know. What do they bring to the world?
Oh,
especially real ones with all the little needles and stuff.
Yeah, the real ones are a nightmare because they stick in your feet, don't they, and stuff.
Yeah.
And they fall off and you have to do Hoover all the time and that. Saying that, though, an artificial one's just as bad because you get it out of the box and it all goes everywhere.
Yeah. And spikes you as you're pulling out the branches to level them all out.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I had to move my guitar because I didn't want it to scratch my guitar.
Yeah, it goes where my guitar is in my living room, usually. This is enthralling conversation.
I thought you'd be right up for Christmas and Christmas tree, CK. Apparently not.
Why?
Don't know. I just thought you'd embrace it.
Okay.
The Yuletide period.
Okay. I'm not one of these who just walks around doing his level best to depress everybody about Christmas. But if somebody asks me the question, I'll be like, no, I'm not that bothered. Which is the complete opposite of baby CK. I was massively into it. I just kind of something happened. Well, nothing actually happened. I didn't have one disastrous Christmas.
I just think that Christmas is for kids. It's for kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Even for religious people, the religious element has gone. It's been overtaken by commercialism.
I think when they stopped playing the snowman, I got annoyed because I love that.
The Alan Jones one?
Correct.
The walking in the air.
But then they did about 20 years later, they did a new
thing.
Was it the dog?
Yeah, snow dog.
Okay.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I think
it was all right, was it?
They started showing the snow dog quite a lot.
What about Christmas songs? I've had Christmas songs on it. I find them quite nice at Christmas time.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Christmas song, CK?
Another rock and roll Christmas?
I don't know. I can't even think of many. I mean, you can't fault a bit of Mariah, I suppose.
Just for the video.
What happened in the video?
It's Mariah Carey in a skimpy Santa suit.
Okay.
Speaking of, not that I've ever watched it millions of times on repeat.
Speaking of Mariah Carey,
yeah.
Has anyone seen Madonna's Carpool Karaoke?
No.
Okay. Oh, I think she's ripped that off from Karl Maloney.
Blatantly.
Karl Maloney drives around in his Nissan Leaf talking
The Reagan Road Trip.
The Nissan Leaf, by the way.
That was the most Yorkshire I've ever sounded.
Because I've always had huge question marks over Madonna as vocals, anyway. but it was just exposed to its highest level in Carpool Karaoke.
Oh wow!
It was just a, I mean, I say to that, she didn't actually. She didn't sing. It was just bizarre. The weirdest thing I've ever seen. Mm. So anyway, just a mere aside.
I think the best thing I've seen Madonna do is fall down them stairs.
At the Brit Awards.
Yeah, when she got...
This year or last year?
I think it was last year. I think she got her dress caught on somebody's horns and went flying, basically.
Shame.
I wouldn't wish a stage fall on anybody, but...
No, I didn't wish it on it. It was just funny when it happened.
Mm. Yeah, if it's going to happen...
Completely different.
Might as well happen to Madonna.
When we were talking about Mariah Carey, you said, "Have you seen?" I thought you were going to say Mariah Carey's new reality show, because that started airing this week, didn't it?
I didn't know. What is it? Just following her?
It's following her around. Okay. And apparently, I've not seen it myself, but apparently she cried because her towels were in the wrong place or something like that.
Okay, yeah, seems like the kind of thing she'd do.
Yeah, so and somebody spoke to her wrong or something, so she got upset about it.
Again, seems very Mariah-y.
Yeah.
Mariah-y.
That's... I'm sure that's patois. We need to say that to DJ Ski when he comes in.
Yeah,
everything be Mariah.
It can have that one. Next track, James, on our playlist for today.
It sounds like an advert for Rate Good Music Night, but it's not. But this is the headliners for the Rate Good Music Night at the Yellow Arch on the 17th of February. Adelphi, Hip Shaker.
This is Sheffield Live.
Since you're a lip biter, tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. A smile wouldn't kill me, but I still wouldn't laugh at your joke. And every word you say is just another lie you already told. Tonight drinking, why'd you live alone? Well, it's the bad things that you do. Lip biter, tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. Dictator, soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be glad when you are gone. Don't look at me and pity your eyes so desperately. By pretending I'm the only taste that will satisfy. I can see that you've got dreams of a silver screen. Put your morals open easily. Lip biter, tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. Dictator, soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be glad when you are gone. This apple's been bitten off. The poison's been sucked in. Since you're a chair, it's going strong. Soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be glad when you're gone. Lip biter, tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. Dictator, soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be glad when you are gone.
Adelphi, Hip Shaker.
Yeah, it's I really like those guys. We've spoke about them lots before. But yeah, see them headlining. It's their first proper headlining gig for nearly a year, I think, in Sheffield. So be good to see them back.
Absolutely. Are you? Have you got a bit colder now, CK? You put your
yeah.
You look really wrapped up now.
Yeah.
You look like you should be laid in a shop doorway.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Maybe it's true.
Now, you do a lot of shopping on online, James, don't you? And you're into the old marketing.
Oh, yes.
I.e., that's your job.
Yes.
So, have you seen what IKEA are doing?
No. Tell me what IKEA are doing.
So, basically, you know, there's some common things that people search for on online.
Yes.
Well, what IKEA have decided to do is name things after the most commonly searched Google sentences. So, things like... I need more men in my life, quote unquote. They've named.
Is this
it...
your search history? Is this your Google history we're going through here?
No, it's well, I don't think so. They've based it on search results from Sweden and America, and they've basically just renamed the products after the most commonly named ones. So that's actually a picture frame. I need more men in my life is a
All right.
product that is a picture frame at IKEA.
Okay.
What do you think? Crazy or genius?
It's intelligent. IKEA already have uniquely named stuff generally, don't they? Don't they just make up words that sound Swedish for the sake of it?
Yeah, pretty much. Like one that was called Lugger, they've changed it to a sentence. So they've got a candle called He Doesn't Close the Door. So if you search, so whenever you search for anything like that, you'll come up with an IKEA product.
It's clever. I can't help feeling that it's a gimmick.
You don't think it's gonna catch on in England then?
I think other people will now start doing it because they essentially people copy lots of other people online to try and get up in the rankings.
So it'll not
people
work.
Will copy it. Then IKEA will stop doing it and go back to having good search results for their normal stuff.
Yeah,
clever in that respect, but silly. He doesn't close the door as a candle.
Yeah, there's a corkscrew called Why Men Can't Open Up. So they've really gone for it. What else have we got here?
If this was around April the 1st, I would generally think it was April Fool's joke.
Of course, yeah. Well, they've got a nice hat. I think it's a hat. My family doesn't respect me. That's what that one's called. So there was.
Is that the hat that CK's wearing now?
It's a lovely hat. It's a lovely hat.
I think so.
So in terms of marketing, not something that you'll be adopting, you don't think?
No. Every other person will do, though.
That's the thing, and then it won't be effective anymore, will it?
Exactly.
What about the new Fiverr, CK? Are you collecting the new Fiverrs?
No.
Because they've been banned in some places for containing meat. Well, animal fat.
Animal fat, yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a £5 note sandwich, please. It doesn't, you know, I don't think it's that bad. But me and Carl were talking about it'd be an expensive sandwich.
How do you mean, containing animal fat?
The materials that make up the new £5 note.
Okay.
Got animal fat in there, so they've been banned in some cafes and religious places and all that.
Wow.
But they've the new ones have got a little sketch on there, which could be worth up to £20,000, apparently.
I saw this. It's so an check. Artist, isn't it?
It is.
Is it a Scottish artist off the top of my head? Can't remember his name.
I don't know. But, he's basically putting, on five special notes, he's putting a little... 5mm sketch, and if you get one of those, you can auction it off and make a few quid. Make more than a fiver, anyway.
Apparently, you can get between 20 and 50 grand from. Have you seen the stuff that he does? This artist, it's all like micro art. So he does sculptures in like the tip of a pencil, you know, the lead of a pencil, stuff like that.
Yep,
genius the stuff he does.
Yeah, it's Graham Short, the artist. And there's, like I say, there's five special notes. So your serial numbers start AM32. So if you get an AM32, you want to be making sure that it hasn't got a little sketch on there. Otherwise,
don't. Arctic Monkeys. Remember Arctic Monkeys. That's your, whatever you call it, monomic whatever.
Arctic Monkeys 32.
Yeah.
Because they reckon the double A's were worth quite a lot of money. Somebody put one on eBay without a reserve price and sold it for £2.
Yeah.
So he lost out a bit there.
It's one of those things where when something new comes out, then, it's there's always going to be a bit of a hustle for getting the early ones. And it's going to be the same with the old fivers. People will keep hold of old fivers as, you know, something to bank on being worth something in the future.
No pun intended there.
I'm great at these puns and don't even know it.
CK, you've gone quiet.
No, I was just thinking about stuff. Obviously not this conversation.
Excellent.
Tell us what you're thinking about, CK.
Well, if you can.
No, it was a myriad of things. I don't know. I was just thinking about my week. I think my highlight of the week so far has been, you know, did we discuss this last time I came in about my obsession with strangers? This obsession is to
I think
about how the next format, because
we skimmed over it because you were going down to London not long after that, I believe.
Oh, I can't. Okay, yeah. So I've subsequently been down to London. I was speaking to a TV production company that makes stuff for BBC, ITVs, and that stuff. And I pitched them the Follow Up to 100 Musicians, which I really like.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in dialogue about developing that and taking that forward. But additional to that, I was recently on the train going down to would I be going down or up to Manchester?
From across.
I was going to say, it would be a lateral movement.
It's across and up a bit.
I was going to Manchester to do a shoot, and I was on the train with Maddie. Sorry, because there's a guy that's designing some CK wear, by the
all
way.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
So, like, you know how I've got my CK Shot My Face videos?
Yes. Those,
so he's turning that into a series of attire.
Oh, wow.
And he was, like, kind of showing me his latest designs. And then the guy next to me just out of the blue went, sorry, chaps, to butt in. I know this is really none of my business, but who is CK and why is he shooting people's faces? And he said, then he pointed at me, he said, are you CK? I said, yeah, I'm CK. And he went, okay, well, what does CK shut my face? It seems a bit like, boom, then he did it seems a bit weird. And then we just had a really good, really nice, it was really nice about it. He was just genuinely curious because he works in marketing. So I was looking at the designs and said, that's a brilliant design. That one I'm not sure of. That's brilliant. Once I explained what CK shut my face meant, it was
I'm going to be interested to see what this looks like because I can't imagine what translating a video to some kind of wear is.
Oh, well, there you go. So there you go. So I'll happily show you the designs in during the next song break. But my whole point about this is that everything I've been doing recently, including the format that I'm developing with this TV production company, is always based on strangers. And it seems to me that once I got into this zone of loving these interactions, they've just amplified. Like, I'm on this train of minding my own business, and this guy next to me is just, do you know what I mean? And it just seems to happen all the time. It's a beautiful thing. And I would just say to anybody observing this, just be open to just these curious interactions. Because he subsequently emailed me as well. That same evening, he said, CK, it's Bob from the train, because we swapped details. I've looked into what you do, and I just really like it. And I just wanted to see if you want to get a coffee at any point, because he's really good at marketing. If you need some help launching all this, just help.
Cool.
So all of this will be on a video I'm dropping tomorrow, if anybody's bothered.
Wow.
I was just drifting off, sorry.
Where it's all right. It's all right.
We're talking nonsense.
If people don't already know, where can they find your stuff?
Okay, so CK Golding. If you Google, Google has my back. Like, if you can't spell my name and you put it in wrong, are you sure you don't mean this guy? they'll tell you. So if you only go for the classic one eye, they'll correct you. They'll correct you and say, do you mean this guy?
Or just do it right in the first place and type CK Golding.
Golding. There's some wonderful things that have happened recently, and I'm delighted with the world.
When you started spelling your name then, with you wearing your hoodie and your cap under your hoodie, it looked like you were just going to burst into a rap.
Are you saying I look street?
Well, as street as you can get, CK.
more homeless, I think you were accusing him of earlier.
CK knows I love him, really.
I love you too, Big Bear.
last song of the show, James. Who have we got?
Talking of rap, we got some El Diz, Sheffield Represent, with The City.
Not to be confused with four authors, The City, of the same name.
Or any others that we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. DJ Skis up at 3, stay tuned. This is The Squeak.
This is Sheffield Live.
Sticky.
You should know about the place that I grew from. True. West come from an all-like crew from. Right. From Bramall Lane down to Hillsborough. I love it all, I don't think that I could move from. Nah.
This place is all so weird. That blues down here will send a man crazy. And the down south girl said it over man's accent, so I might take a man's lady. And you think that it's just all sticks and greenery? Well, you got that right, cause brothers will have your head gone like P-Money. While smoking the nicest, don't be hyping to kid, I'm a ride for my clique. Know that we could never be beat, you best believe me. Wavy like the sea, your double one four like K.C.D. It's Dizzle. I was brought up in the city. Bear hating there, but I got mad love for my city. Blood thicker than water, and I got blood in the city. Yeah, I was brought up in the city. I was brought up in the city. You should know about the place I was raised up. True. Bare pain sucks, you blaze up. Yeah. Murdered a couple MCs up in this. I ain't trying to cover up like makeup. Nah. I remember when I first stepped on chef soil, when I got my first or in tin foil. Used to be a little wary of places, but now I go where I want, brother, I'm royal. Woo. Fighting, young in my rumble phase. Billing up zooks at a rundle game. True. 4 or 5 man out to fund this page. Right. We're on the naughty F team, so don't be testing. My dogs are stepping on anybody that won't try it. Make a man want cars right, cause it's all 114 until I be dying. I was brought up in the city. Bear hating there, but I got mad love for my city. Blood thicker than water, and I got blood in the city. Yeah, I was brought up in the city. I was brought up in the city. You should know about the place where I started. Yeah. The place what made me grow cold hearted. The place where I hit all the targets. Yeah. And now they hate cause they're still where they started. But I ain't on Mays Road Park, bro. Nah. I'm trying to move higher up like a star above. The right articles about me and my town. Doing our ting till I'm deep in the ground. Card gang gang talking Clintons. Trying to do our ting in these cold ass winters. Every town's got a load of stitches and a load of bitches, but none have got me. Chef town, brother, where I'm always gonna be. From when I left Jessup's, I'm in the G. True. Never changed like the weather, never sharing like Tether. LDIZZ. I was brought up in the city. Bear hating there, but I got mad love for my city. Blood thicker than water, and I got blood in the city. Yeah, I was brought up in the city. I was brought up in the city.
Yeah, quite a lot of Sheffield references in there, James, as you said.
There's loads of Sheffield references from Bramall Lane to Hillsborough. 0114.
Yeah, Dave Glinted 79 like that. Thanks, Dave. Almost time to end, CK. Almost time to leave and go back to our normal lives.
Thanks for having me in, gents.
Oh, thanks for coming. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. What's everybody's week? Week stroke day entail in 30 seconds.
Wow. Well, I've got my work Christmas do next week. That's fancy nice. Dress.
Yes.
Love it.
Grease.
Yeah. Lightning.
Yeah, got to go as mm-hmm. Grease. So.
By the way, based on what we discovered earlier on, have you ever seen the film?
Yes, I have seen. I have seen the film.
Okay. Okay.
That's a fair question.
It is.
I think it's very fair.
No, yeah, I've seen that.
Have you,
one.
Jimmy?
I used to be one of my favourites growing up. That
good lad.
Believe it or not.
Good lad.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I watched Finding Dory last night.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
It's good, but it's quite flawed. The logic of it is flawed. It's about a fish that can't remember stuff that actually the whole crux of how she solves a thing is by remembering stuff.
How did you feel about Finding Nemo? Were you a fan of that film, hence
yeah,
why you're watching?
It's a classic,
okay.
Isn't
okay,
it?
Okay. So Finding Dory's good?
It's good.
Okay.
All I'd say, flawed. James, it's a kid's film, so don't... You know what I mean?
We don't want to be teaching kids the wrong thing.
I don't know if there is such a thing anymore now. I think all these big animations are actually just universal audience. They don't make them for kids. Yeah, on the surface, it seems that way, but it's so many
adults. Unless you're watching Sausage Party, which is made for adults.
Yeah, definitely
don't
made for adults.
Don't show that your kids, whatever you do.
Okay.
It's have you seen Sausage Party, CK? Dead air is a crime, can I just say? No, you've not seen it. Shaking his head down the mic. Excellent. It's a good film. You should watch it. I think you'll like it.
It's funny.
It is funny. It's very funny.
Very, very kind of risque out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Seth Rogen, isn't it, I think? So, yeah. You can imagine what the humour's going to be like.
Yeah, I thought this is going to be rubbish, but actually really thought it was really funny. What about you? What's your week looking like then, CK?
Yes, kind of the same. Watching Sausage Factory.
And then going to a fancy dress party as Danny Zuko.
No, as Dory.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Obviously.
What an idiot. Yeah. Well, if you've enjoyed the show and you want to podcast all the rest of the other 50-odd, something like that, innit?
We're on 51 now. Are we? 52, hopefully soon.
Yeah, if it's worked. And we're back next week.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start? taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Well, are you a cool? Yeah.
Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.